Wednesday with Tokyo on HFM.
To the hotline, we go, ladies and gentlemen. Do we have you, sir?
Well, good morning, Texas. Once again, we meet on a Wednesday with W.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Dub.
Here on the show that, well, probably in no time is going to be known as the home of Know Your Corn.
Mm-hmm. Know Your Corn!
Yeah. Maybe onto something there, guys.
It's a sore surprise.
I think so.
I'm not going to lie.
It's kind of hot.
I mean, y'all got 6 years of material out of a bucket full of water. Imagine what you can do with a thing with that kind of husk on it.
Wonderful commodity.
Many layers.
For your ears only. So many possibilities. Hey. So many product tie-ins. Anyway, good luck with that. Know Your Corn, America.
Get ready.
That's right. We love farmers.
Amen.
Right. Yeah. Amen.
Yeah.
I'm just happy to still be popping on here. And, man, that's tough news about Ozzy. Holy cow. Talk about a legend. A rock icon. Of course, there was the Alamo thing.
Yeah.
But who hadn't been drunk in public? Maybe driven their car on the front lawn there in Midland, Texas in the past.
Well,
hey, we all got past.
Hey,
we all got weird in the early 80s.
Yeah, it did happen.
We all got weird.
Maybe some more than others.
It may have been Crazy Train that was playing that night on my radio.
Well,
anyway,
it's a different time.
It happened.
Google it, kids. Look it up.
Yeah,
anyway,
it
was that's a rock star till the end there, Ozzy Osbourne.
Yeah.
At least the good news is we are speaking of something coming back from the 80s. We're getting new Coke again.
Yeah,
the Coke.
For you, you millennials or Gen Z, what Gen are we on?
I don't.
Are we in Gen
Alpha?
Gen AB?
I'm
not sure.
Version 2 Beta?
Probably.
Whatever it is, we should probably reboot it and start over. Either which way, I don't know what algorithm the generation is now, but if for you kids that may not remember, see, back in the mid-80s, they changed the Coke recipe.
Coke.
New Coke is a big deal.
Not a popular idea.
Yeah.
No,
it's horrible.
Yeah.
Everybody hated it.
Yep.
It sucked.
They tried to make it more like a drink that started with a P.
With a P.
Pineapples.
Well, no.
PBR?
PBR, no.
That's Dr. Phil.
I don't know.
It's
it was about as good as that. Here's how you drink new Coke back in the 80s. You buy one.
Right.
Sure.
You twist the top off.
Mm-hmm.
Or remember the old tear the tab off?
Remember those?
And then you just pour it directly on the ground and throw it in the trash.
That's
how it was.
It
was horrible. Everybody hated it. Within 6 months, they come. So now we're getting Sugar Cane.
Yes.
We're getting new Coke that's actually old Coke. It's like Mexico Coke.
New Coke.
It's the only thing that's crossing the border legally, evidently.
This with the tariffs and all that?
All right. Well, if first you don't try again, then fail. New Coke. Know Your Coke. We should play that. Actually, that sounds like something that would get the feds involved and interested.
Probably.
Don't do that game right there.
We'll stick to the bucket.
How about find your files right there? Has anybody found the Epstein?
There's no list, okay?
I'm talking about all that.
They're wrapping up the House session early, so nobody has to deal with any of these questions about the Epstein files.
They are doing that.
So somebody's just going to knock on the door and the lights are going to be off.
Excuse me.
Nobody's at home.
No files here.
Hello.
No files here. And speaking of, the Elon bill passed. The whole government spent $9 billion of spending cut.
Yep.
And that means PBS and NPR.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Wait, don't tell me here.
Nice.
NPR has not stopped asking for money. Seriously, they're on street corners now with cardboard signs.
Yeah.
Wow.
In all things considered, of course.
Hey.
But PBS, too. And I heard Elmo on your show all of a sudden.
Yeah, he's got issues. He's 38.
Yeah.
Is your show made possible by the contributions of those that listen?
Not technically.
That is probably a good thing.
Probably a good thing.
It's like an Armageddon over there, PBS.
That's what they say.
Vila is starting to evict people out of any old house.
Bob Vila.
They're starting to. Antique Roadshow's now selling all the stuff that they've appraised. It's going to be like QVC.
Let's get some deals.
And they've replaced Masterpiece Theater after all these years.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's a new game show called Know Your Corn.
That's going to be a hit. They'll do fine.
Number on your screen. There it is. The public service announcement. That is a Wednesday with W yet
Thank
again.
You, sir.
Oh.
God bless Texas.
Yes, sir.
And corn.
And corn.
Morning radio's best kept secret. KB and Heather Lee.